Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How has your relationship, either for better or for worse, changed with the Baltimore Orioles in your time here?
Well, I've represented this organization with class, respect, hardware, not a ring. That's hard to do individually. but accolades, away from the field, you know. So I think I brought a lot of positiveness to this organization in that regard. Like I said, they've given me the opportunity to play. And once I was given the opportunity to play, I did what I do on the field. And away from it, I did what I just did, you know. And I think that those combined just show what I've done. And I think that it, when you get older, you know, they look at it as a business. And I get that, you know, Dan is adamant about shedding payroll. And we're going to rebuild. We get it, okay? We understand. We're rebuilding. I get it. I understand numbers. I'm not tone deaf. But I understand my situation. And my situation is my situation. I earned every right of it. Kurt Flood started it. Many players walked out. Many players lost millions of dollars because of these decisions. People always want to have a decision and all this on their life. Would they just get up and move their lives and all that stuff? And they said, oh, it's just this, it's that far. You got all this money, blah, blah, blah. These are older people trying to dictate your life, your decisions. Like, how can you think for the next man? That's my thing. But with the team, personally, me, I have no problem with anything because I understand the business of it. And I understand what a rebuild is. I was the rebuild. I seen people shed money from 07, from 08 and 09. I seen them shed the money. Then I seen when Buck came in 11, 12, try to get a little bit, you know, leeway in 12, 13, 14. Obviously, we were able to spend a little more as the years went on. Players got good. Players developed. You know, we were able to get some good trades, some good pieces that actually developed. So we were able to pay in-house, which is always a good thing. But with me, I'm a pro, and I understand what it is. And I'm glad that I have great mentors that have explained to me that these kind of things are going to happen. No matter what you do, business is first, period. Then you can put the return button and give you a couple paragraphs down and then start another sentence. Because business is first. And this is business. So me, as a pro, I'm just going to do what I have to do. Play hard every day because I owe it to myself, first off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I play hard because I play hard for me first. Then I play hard for my family. Then I play hard for the uniform I'm wearing. I play hard for the fans. It's all a culmination. So that's not going to stop. But to say that, you know, business is not going to take place beyond this year, you got to be a fool to not think that. I've done my damn thing in this city. You know, I've really been happy with everything that has turned out.
Let's put the emotion back in it for a second. I know it's ultimately not your decision, but beyond 2018, do you want to be here?
It's not my decision.
I know. I said want. I know it's not your decision.
Well, it's
want to be
want and all that kind of stuff is all irrelevant if you can't control it. So I can't control what their minds want to do. So therefore, I can't make that decision on what I want to do. What I want to do is I want to still play.
Okay,
I still want to play another, you know, 4 to 7.
Let's
how many
say,
to 40?
30 teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
2019. It was your decision to play for either one of those 30 teams.
Yeah.
What team would you play for?
Whoever showed the most interest.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me right now.
You got to be wanted.
Do you feel unwanted?
No. I just feel that the business side is going to take place.
You don't think you'll be here next year?
I don't know.
Have you been in communication with the decision makers?
No, not at all.
Is that shocking to you?
Kinda, but not really.
Kinda because you're Adam Jones, you thought they would?
Yeah, and that I'm sure people are gonna be like, who do you think you are? Like I said, some people are employees, some people are low-level employees, some people are high-ranking employees.
And you thought because you were the high-ranking ones, they would come to you?
At least create a dialogue. Not necessarily be aggressive, or just create a dialogue. This is the direction, this is the direction. They publicly made the direction noted, so, okay, I went with that. Strip the emotion away, it's straight business. And I understand it. And I'm glad that, like I said, I said it earlier, I'm glad that I have the mentors who have been through all kinds of different scenarios in their careers currently and in the past, to where they can definitely give me a good understanding on how to handle this professionally.
When it's all said and done, how you want Oriole fans to remember you?
Well, I played my ass off. That's pretty much it. Worked my ass off.
I was watching MLB Network on Wednesday, and you hit the home run on Tuesday to help beat the New York Mets. Before they showed your highlight, they said, you know, sometimes we don't appreciate this guy enough, Adam Jones. And then they show your home run. And then she commented on how much you're connected with the fans. They show you giving the glove to the young man, little boy that's sitting in the section next to the dugout. Do you feel that you're sometimes underappreciated?
Underappreciated, overappreciated. I mean, it's, like I said, it's business. And
but with fans, it's not business. But
fans is emotion.
Yes.
Because it's financial emotion, too. And I get that.
Do you feel they've shown you?
They've shown good and bad. Like I said, I've gotten cussed out. I've gotten praise. More praise, obviously. I'm not going to just say that 50 is 50-50 and you're like, heck no. There's vastly more people that are very appreciative of what I've done. But I just think that what people fail to appreciate these days, though, just sheer appreciate, is consistency. Granted, numbers aren't always going to be there. But consistency in terms of durability. We don't appreciate the durability of a guy anymore. We just appreciate the star power. And it sucks because guys like Markakis, guys like Votto, Goldschmidt, and there's a lot of other guys, I'm sorry for leaving out a plethora of guys that just show up every day and play. Nelly Cruz, Seegers, you know what I mean? Dozers of the world, you know. These guys just show up every day, play through it. No one cares about that no more.
You brought up Nelly Cruz. How good of a teammate was he?
He's one of the best teammates I've ever had. And just positive no matter what. Strike out, 0-4, you don't care, man. Be positive. Hey, rooting on the next guy. Let's go. Pick me up. You lose character like that. I mean, and like I said, was that a business move? I don't know. Was that a personal move? I don't know. Was that we don't think he's going to continue to be this player? I don't know. Whoever thought the latter of it, my third one needs to be slapped.
Have you thought about Adam Jones' post-career yet, or too soon?
Oh, too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon, yeah, too soon. Come on, man, too soon. There's so many levels to get here. I mean, I just want people to appreciate how hard it really is to stay here because they see the transactions. If you go back from, look at the 08 roster, 08, 9, 10, 11. Look at those rosters and see how many different people are on those rosters that you didn't even think of. I seen Rocky Cherry in Texas. When was the last time you thought of Rocky Cherry?
Just now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I just don't think people really appreciate how hard it is to stay in the big leagues, man. Just to stay there because they see the transactions. I get it. The result, you want the result. We're a result-based business. Trust me. I want to win just as bad as you do. Trust me. There's no difference on that part of it. But I would just say appreciate the athlete a little bit more. Even when we suck, we're still better than everybody.
Any regrets?
None.
No regrets?
Nah.
That's awesome. Not many people can be early 30s and have no regrets?
Nah, maybe could have dove for a ball here and there, maybe. Okay. Maybe swung at a pitch here and I wanted, maybe not swung at a pitch there. That's all baseball stuff, so yeah. No. If it comes, when it comes to between the lines, nah.
My man, thank you.
Anytime, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.